I was asked to speak about an Indian that might be foreign to some of us. It's called filler. To be masbir, what lies behind it, what's it all about? There's a lot of akdomas. I'll start from this week's parsha. It says that Yaakov Avinu Vayivga b'mokim, he went out from Be'er Sheva, v'yelo charono, Vayivga b'mokim, he came to Har Moriah, v'yikach ma'avne ha'mokim, he took from the stones, v'yishka b'mokim ahu. And Rashi says, v'yishka b'mokim ahu, dafka, that place he slept. It's memayit, all the other places, and all the other places was 14 years that he was in Shem Ve'eva, he didn't lie down. He dafka lied down in this place, Har Moriah. The Yud Dalad Shonim Shishim is based Ve'eva Le'Shocha Be'Laila Shoy Oisik Be'Teira. 14 years, the Alter von Kelm says, makes a cheshbon. You're talking about if we miss one night or two nights, we're a bit tired. You're talking about over 5,000 nights. 5,000 nights that Yaakov Avinu didn't sleep. Dremelt. He was Oisik B'Torah. This was the first night after about 5,000 nights he laid down. Vayishkav B'mokim. Loshon of Shechiva. He laid down. So you would say Yaakov Avinu is walking out of 14 years of Shem Ve'eva, of a Yeshiva Bocha. 14 years sitting and learning day and night. You'd say he'd had schusim behind him. You'd say that he deserves a nice reward. And yet you find something interesting. If you look a bit further in the parsha, you will see Vayikatz Yaakov mimishnosei, vayim ochin yesh Hashem b'mokim hazeh, v'noichi lo yedoto, lo yedoti. He woke up and he suddenly realized this is Mokim Shechina. He didn't know what happened. So the Rashi brings down that he went all the way up to Choron. He suddenly realized that he missed Mokim HaMikdosh, Mokim Shespalo Be'Avisa, where his fathers davened. So he started walking back. He got to a certain point, but that's where he laid down, and there was a Kfitzes Ha'oretz, and the Rosh Hashanah made a ness that Har Moriah came to where he got stuck by night, which is Beis Kil, and over there, that's where he had the Cholom. V'im Tema. So on that Rashi brings down, he has a Kesha. U'kesha over Yaakov al-Bis HaMikdosh. Madulo ikfu. How come when Yaakov Avinu, when he passed Har Moriah the first time round, how come they didn't stop him? Why didn't Ribbono Shel Olam give him a simon that this is Mokam Ashchina? This is the Kosel. How come he walked by and he didn't realize where he was? You're talking about somebody, a yeshiva bacha for 14 years, didn't sleep. Doesn't he have any schusim? Doesn't he deserve for 14 years of hard work, Moisa Nefesh for Torah? Doesn't he deserve, at least if he walks by the Mokim Shespalo Avesa, where his father's Davon, the Har Moriah, where the Akedah was, where this is the Mokim HaMikdosh, doesn't he deserve that the Ribbono Shel Olam should send him some remez, Davon here, this is the Mokim HaTfilah, and he lets him go all the way up to Kimat to Choron, and then he suddenly said, I suddenly chapped where he is. He missed the Mokim Avosov, so he started walking back. Once he walked back, then there was a ness. Madula Ikvu Shoma. How come they didn't give him a remis? Merdeke Kasha. And we're not talking about Stam, a regular person. We're talking about Yaakov Avinu, who just walked out of a base of marriage for 14 years. Doesn't he deserve a pat on his back? Look. Says the Gemara, says Rashi, Iu lo yoiv libel ispal, since he didn't give his machshova, his heart, to be mispal, mimokim shispalo avoisov, in the mokim where his father's daven, min ha-shamayim yakvu, in Shemayim they should stop him?
No.
Iu ad choron ozul, he went all the way to Choron. When he got to Choron, he says, Kimotel choron oma, Efshi shavati al mokim shispal avoyis, he suddenly chat, I'll go past the mokim where I was spal avoyis, v'lo ispalalti, but I didn't daven. Yoiv, daitel meheda. He put his mind to go back. V'choza ad beisel. And he went to beisel. And at beisel, it was a kfitzes haderech, Rebbein Shlomo made a nes, and Haram Maria came to beisel. And that's where he slept. And that was the Haram Maria. Says Chazal, Yoiv daitel meheda. He put his mind to go back. V'choza. Then there was a nes. You need a nes. Well, he was fitting to have a nes. Yet the Chazal tell us that Rebbein Shlomo wouldn't stop him. When did the nes happen? When Yoiv daiter, when he put his mind to it, that he suddenly missed out on davening in the mokum where his father, his grandfather, daven. He has to go back to this mokum at Mikdosh. So Yoiv daiter, he put his mind to it. Then Rebbein Shlomo made a nes. What happened beforehand? He wasn't zeichet ha'nes. On that Chazal say, even lo yoiv lebeil lispalel, he didn't give any machshava to being lispalel. So min hashemayim, Ribbono Shel Olam is going to come along and be ma'akev him. You want to go your way? Go your way. What happened over here? That means you're talking about somebody who put away 5,000 nights, over 5,000 nights on Torah, 14 years. Wasn't Vayishkav, never laid down. He walks out of the yeshiva, you say, Adam Godel. And he forgot that this is a Mokim Kodesh. He didn't put his mind to it. There's a Klal Godel, and Hashemayim's not going to help you. All your schusim don't help. The minute you put your mind to it, Yoiv Daita, you put your mind to go back and you want to be mispal, oh, then suddenly all schusim. Then suddenly there's a nes, there's a kfitzas haaretz. How does this work? We find something else interesting in the parashas Bereishis. Parashat Bereishis, it says, V'chol siach ha-soda, terem yeh ba'aretz. All that grows from the ground, v'chol esev ha-soda, all the plants, terem yitzmach, hasn't grown yet. Ki lohim te Hashem elekim al ha-aretz, because the Gesh hadn't poured down rain, v'odem ayin la'avod ha-aretz, and there was no man on the land to work the soil, to work the ground. Says Rashi and Mori Dikazach. When was the desha, when was grass and everything created? On the third day. It says, Vatoytze Oriz Desha. It says, Vatoytze Oriz Desha on the third day. That the third day, that's when everything started growing. So what's pshat over here? After we finished Maisa Bereishis, V'chol Tziach HaSod, the Terem Yeh Baretz, Terem Yeh hasn't grown. So what happened on the third day? Where was it? What happened on the third day that was created? That were Odom Ayin Lavidis Adom. There's no man in the land. So it hasn't grown yet. Says Rashi and Muri Dikazach. On the third day, Lo Yotzu Ela Pesach HaKarka. It only got to the just to the top of the where the ground is. That means it's underneath the ground. It's there to be grown, but it's not going to go above the ground. Why not? Ela Pesach HaKarka Omdu Ad Yom Vav, until the sixth day. V'lomo, why is it on the sixth day? Hadn't it grown yet? Ki lo yehimti, because there was no rain. Rain makes it grow. Kol zman there's no rain, it's not going to grow. But it was there, it was waiting. On the third day it was created. What happened on the sixth day? There was no rain. Why was there no rain? Lefisha odom ayin la'avodas ha'adama. There was no man created yet to work the ground. So if there's no man to work the ground, nobody knows that you need Geshem. Ve'ein makib b'tevosim shel gshomim. Nobody knows you need rain. The minute that man was created, he understood that in order for the ground to give produce, you've got to have rain. In order to have rain, he's got to be mispal for it. He's got to be mispal for it. Till Adam HaRishon was created, there was nobody in the world to be mispal for rain. Once there was Adam HaRishon and it could be mispal for rain, rain came down. So Avada, till the sixth day, it was lying underneath. Just above the ground, just underneath the ground. It was lying there, it was ready to grow. On the sixth day, Adam HaRishon was created. Once Adam HaRishon was created, you've got to work the ground. Work the ground, I'm going to ask for rain. Rain only comes through tefillah. And that's what Chazal say when the Pasuk says, V'odom ayin la'avodis ha'adoma, there was no man created to daven, that he should grow, to daven, that the rain should come down. Since there was no koyach tefillah in the world, it couldn't grow. It's all about Musa, Rabbi Yerucham, Bereishim, all learn out from this, that there's a metzius in the world. This is the metzius of the world. The world was created, nothing happens without a koyach tefillah. Nothing. It's a metzius. That's the metzius of the world. Nothing will grow. Nothing will happen unless there's tefillah. And if you see things happening which perhaps you didn't daven for, it's your Baba's tefillahs, it's your Zayda's tefillahs, it doesn't make a difference what. But nothing comes to anybody in this world without tefillah. That's a yisoid in the Bria. The Ribbono Shel Olam created it as part of the Bria, the same way as no light goes on without pressing the button for electricity. Nothing happens without tefillah. It might not be your tefillah, but it's somebody else's tefillah. The minute this tefillah starts growing, things happen. But that's the way the Ribbono Shel Olam created the world. Till Adam HaRishon turned up, nothing moved. The koyach was there. It was all created on the third day, ready to grow. Everything was there. One thing was missing, tefillah. When Adam HaRishon turned up and he realized he needs rain, how do I get rain? I've got to daven. I daven, starts growing. Yohiv Daita by Yaakov Avinu, you can have the biggest Bechisha Ba'ovis, the most chosen of all the others. He had just put away 14 years on the series of Nefesh V'Torah. Calls a man, it wasn't Yohiv Daita. Calls a man, he didn't put his head, his soul, his lave, that he has to daven, that he has to stop by the Mokum HaTfila to daven, the Ribbono Shel Olam is not going to help him. All schusim in the world won't help you. It's not going to help you. Until his tefila. Yohiv Daita, says Chazal, when you put his mind to it, to go back, then things started happening. Then he suddenly, when he suddenly realizes the Ribbono Shel Olam in the world, Yohiv Daita Lach, so you have to go back to daven. How I missed out on a tefillah b'mokim avoysav. It's such a mokim kodesh, I missed out. Yohiv Daita. But then there's a kfitzas haderech, and suddenly there's nisim that happened. This is the first yisoid in tefillah. The first yisoid in tefillah is nothing happens without tefillah. Nothing. Sixth day of creation, nothing works. It's all there. The koichos are there. It was ready, created on the third day, ready to sprout forth. Not going to happen until man was created and he was created with a koyach tefillah, and with that tefillah, it worked. That's the Bria. That's the Metzius of the Bria. But there's one kasha, which is be'etzem, something which is a lengthy shmuz on it, but I just want to open up with the kasha. We, brought up, the way we've been brought up, is when we learn Chumash, we have an idea of how Sheshes Yimei HaMaisa was, how Mechilas Yosef was, how Kriyas Yamsuf was, and we were taught it when we were 5, 6, 7, 8. And then we moved on to Mishnais, and we sort of put Chumash on the side. And then when Mishnais came along after 2 or 3 years, we started learning Gemara, and Mishnais went on the side. So Be'etzem, the way we learned Chumash today, is Be'etzem we're going back to the ideas of what's in our mind when we were 5, and when we were 6, and when we were 7. The way the Moira taught us exactly how they went out of Mitzrayim, and what Pshat Mechilas Yosef is. And we never really learnt up Chumash with Rishonim, how the Rishonim looked at who the others were. And we still go with our, call it, feeble mind of how, as a kid, we learnt the Chumash, and that's what stays by us. And a lot of us go through life looking at the parshas, and we still have those machshavas of what, the way we were taught when we were 8, 9, and that's it. We never move on. And to a certain extent, we've been brought up with this in tefillah as well. Tefillah, a guy gets sick, you've got to say tehillim. Need panosa, you've got to daven. Need this, got a daven. And we're brought up with this musag that the Ribbono Shel Olam needs our tefillos. Yeah, it's part of the Bria, as we just proved. It's part and parcel of the Bria of my separations that nothing moves without tefillah. You can be the Yankov Avinu. Until Yoiv died, it's not going to work. Yet, but we feel that what I have to daven for? I have to daven because I need panosa. I've got to daven because I need kach v'kach. Which is the first mistake. Second mistake is, does the Ribbono Shel Olam need our tefillos? Are we moisif anything to the Ribbono Shel Olam when we daven to him? Does it add something to the Ribbono Shel Olam? Ki'ilu we're doing him a favor, kaviyochol, that he needs our tefillah? Elamai, you're going to say, no. Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't need our tefillos. The tefillos were made for us. For us, in order for us to gain. So if, chas v'shalom, somebody's not well, if, chas v'shalom, I don't understand the Tosfos, there's such a thing called tefillah. If you daven, you'll be okay. Let me ask you a shayla. If you're davening to the Ribbono Shel Olam, that means you understand that the Ribbono Shel Olam is the Kol Yochel. He can do everything. If he can do everything, that means he understands what's best for me. If what's best for me at this point is not to have panosa, then what's to help me davening? That's the Ratzon Hashem. So what am I davening for? That the Ribbono Shel Olam should change his Ratzon because I want something different? Is that what tefillah is all about? Ribbono Shel Olam, my Ratzon, my little feeble mind understands that I should have panosa today. Basically, you're telling the Ribbono Shel Olam how to run his world. Is that what tefillah is all about? Does that make sense? Yet tefillah is part and parcel of the Bria. You're not going to have anything without tefillah. Yet tefillah, you're not doing anything for the Ribbono Shel Olam. Do an Avera, do a mitzvah. It's not moist of anything to the Ribbono Shel Olam. He doesn't need you. You need him, perhaps. He doesn't need you. So the tefillah is not moisif to him. By a melech, l'moshel, the more people that come forward and give him praise, so the melech feels better. Bein Shalom doesn't feel better. And it's that sheni. When we daven, we're davening and telling the Ribbono Shalom, I want to get better. I want. So I want means that you should change your mind. If I'm davening to him, then I'm telling him that he's everything. And yet I'm telling him, no, I want you to run the world according to my terms, not according to your terms. Is that what tefillah is all about? And yet, tefillah, without tefillah, nothing works. Nothing works. Even by Yaakov Avinu, it's not going to work. Kol zman, it's not yoiv daita. You don't put your mind to it. You don't realize the Ribbono Shel Olam is not going to help you. And yet tefillah is called an avoda. Can you tell me why it's called an avoda? What's the avoda? If somebody's not feeling well, is it an avoda for him to go and run to doctors? That's what he wants. What's the avoda? Ezi avoda zu tefillah. What's the avoda? Is it an avoda that I stand by the kosel for 2 hours because chas v'shalom somebody's not well in the family? That's called an avoda? It's not an avoda. That's what I want. If I enjoy something, is that called an avoid? To be continued.